That's connected. Hello, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We are live, baby. Yes, we are right now in on air, and just excited to be with you today. So excited to be on air. I could not wait to spend this day with you. As usual, I look forward to every Wednesday to spend time with you guys. I'm just really happy, you guys. I'm really excited about today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are joyful in it and glad to be in it. It's a blessing, right? All right. Well, listen, today is July the 18th, and I'm excited about today. Today's weather in D.C. is mostly sunny, 81 degrees, and our high is going to be 85, all sunny all day long. Detroit, Michigan, you are 74 degrees and sunny right now. Your high is going to be 78 degrees, all sunny. Jacksonville, Florida, shout out to Kevin Jackson for healing. Thank God for his miraculous work that he's doing in his body. I'm telling you, accidents are no joke. Those car accidents are horrifying. I know I was just in one 2 weeks ago. You guys know you've been following with me about that. I'm doing very well. Thank God. Thank God that all of us are doing well. And I'm just excited just to be alive. Jacksonville, Florida, 86 degrees right now. You have thunderstorms coming, a 30% chance this afternoon, but your high is going to be 88 degrees. And let's see, we got Los Angeles. You are 71 degrees, mostly cloudy. Your high is going to be 83 degrees today. Atlanta, Georgia, 82 degrees, partly cloudy. And your high is going to be 91 degrees. Oh, my goodness. Yes. What a beautiful day today. I mean, no matter where you are, it's a gorgeous day today. Guess why? Because God created you and he created this day and you are alive and you are in it. So this is a way of celebration, just to celebrate the goodness of God, right? That's what I say. All right. Well, listen, our ministerial minute is sponsored by Salon Dewan. She accepts insurance, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Kaiser, Cigna, and more. Have you been diagnosed with breast or cervical cancer or any illness that causes hair loss? Do you have thinning hair? Salon Dewan offers a low cost of free wigs and hair pieces to those with severe hair loss through your insurance company. All you got to do is give her a call at 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. All right, give her a call. She's got hair products, hair pieces, closures, all kind of hair textures. I love Salon Dewan at Hair Salon Dewan. You got to go check her out, you guys. All right, ministerial minute. All right. So just really, really learning a lot about love and how God is revealing to me about love. I've been reading and studying and meditating on 1 John chapter 4 and just about loving your brethren and how we're supposed to love, and out of loving our brethren is actually being obedient to God and actually exemplifying being born again. Those who act out of love are actually born of God, and those that act out of the flesh are of the flesh. And so I've been making my mind up to just not live saved. I want to be born again, and I still have a lot of work that needs to be done. God has really taken me through a process. I make mistakes, I get back up, but for the most part, I'm learning how to conduct and walk in the attributes and statutes of our living Father. And it's really been an eye-opener for me. A lot of triggers I've noticed that happens. The enemy is able to come in and, you know, just ignite either fear or worry or mistrust or unforgiveness. And these are the things that God has not created us to live and operate in. So I'm really learning a lot about how to live born again. And so it's just exciting to me, this new life, and just really making a conscious decision not to go back to just living saved. And what I mean by that, you know, people might try to not understand it, but when I say living saved, I mean just getting by, just living, like, you know, like everything is on grace and not pleasing God. I want to please him. I want him to be happy with things that I do. I want him to, you know, smile upon me. I want to be obedient to him. And these are just some of the things that I've been just really learning after the the accident, and I just had made a decision that I don't want to live like the way I lived prior to. So I'm making a conscious decision to love and to forgive and live in love and live in forgiveness and be free. Things that the enemy was able to trigger and things that he was able to sneak in on, God has given me more discernment because I have come out of condemnation, guilt, and shame. And that's another thing. We're not pleasing God and we're not living the life as a born again believer, condemning ourselves. A lot of us, you know, we've made mistakes and we're still rehearsing these same thoughts and these same ideas in our heads. We're still replaying them. We're still, you know, allowing memory recall to come and make us feel bad, and we're condemning ourselves and not forgiving ourselves. And a lot of us don't realize that that's part of a sinful nature as well. This is not pleasing to God either. It's not just about what we're not forgiving of other people or judging other people, but we're condemning our own selves, and we cry out to God and we repent about it, but then we replay it over and over again, or we, you know, add on to it, or we just continue to not let it go. And so this is condemnation. And the Bible says there is now no condemnation. There is now no condemnation to those that love God and that are called according to his purpose. If you are called to God, there is no condemnation. He has forgiven you. And so now the only reason why condemnation, you know, is easily the enemy is able to really use that against us is because we allow it. As long as we are in agreement with it, he has legal right to continue to come in and play on our emotions and cause us to be fearful and intimidated and not loved and not accepted and not approved or whatever. And so once we are free from condemning ourselves, then that removes the adversary of so many outlets that we have allowed him to come in. And so I want you to just, when you are in your prayer time and whatever it is that, you know, you feel like this keeps replaying in your mind, something that you've done in your past, something that happened to you, you feel like you could have done it differently or you could have said it differently or whatever, I want you to forgive yourself right now. Repent for the last time and just thank God for his forgiveness. Thank God for his love. Ask him to show you how to live free in love, peace, and joy, and obedience, okay? And when you do that, anytime a thought comes from that period on back, you have to resist it. Forgive yourself. Thank you for forgiveness, Lord. I thank you for forgiving me, and I love myself, and I thank you for teaching me how to love myself and to forgive myself. And you have resisted the enemy, and he must go at that point. Do not pick it back up. Do not go back. Do not pile on a case against yourself. Forgive yourself, love yourself, because you are God's creation, okay? So, Father, I just thank you right now for freeing every last one of us, for us being able to live in your love and your freedom and your joy and your peace, your attributes, your character traits. Father, we thank you for teaching us, Lord God, for showing us the way that we must go, Father God. We thank you for making the narrow way narrow. We thank you, Lord God, for cleansing us and purifying our hearts. We just thank you, Lord God. We ask you to continue to bless this show, bless every listener, bless their families, everything that concerns them. In the name of Yeshua, we bless your holy name. Amen. All right. We got a wonderful show today. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We got another Charisma House author, Mike Shreve. He's going to be joining us and talking about his book, 25 Powerful Promises from God. Woo-wee. I think this is going to tie in just with the ministerial minute. I know that God has made a lot of promises to us, and his word will not return to him void. So I'm super excited to hear what Mike has to say about what God has given him. And then we got Estelle Poet, minister Estelle Gantz. She's going to be joining us. And also my girl, comedian Gina G, co-host. She's going to be joining us in a short second. So we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be joined with Mike. We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hey, hey, this is MC Light with the Love Jones crew, and right now you're checking out Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Hi, Mike Shreve. How are you? Well, listen, I'm super excited about having you on today. I love this title of this book, 24 Powerful Promises from God. Oh, my goodness. Proclamations from Supernatural Transformation. Tell us about that.
In advance, given a promise strong enough, powerful enough, authoritative enough to push that believer through the problem, the conflict, the opposition, to sure victory on the other side. So we need to access this resource, and we need to lay claim to it. And the Bible said we obtain promises by faith. But as I studied the promises of God and immersed myself in this concept, I began to see that there were some chief promises, some pledges from God that brought us to a new level of supernatural living, miraculous living. And that's what the book is about. A lot of books have been written on the general idea of the promises of God and claiming good things, wonderful things like joy and peace and strength and wisdom. But I focus in this book on those promises that move us up to the next level of the miraculous and the supernatural. And I believe it's going to change some people's lives dramatically.
I love it. I love it. And you know what? We need changes. I mean, we need to believe more of God's word. And I think a lot of us in the body of Christ are really living a fearful life, and we're not really trusting our Father as much. And, you know, it goes back to when, you know, we don't seem to understand that he never promised that we wouldn't have tests and trials and tribulations. The disciples went through all of them. Even Jesus went through tests and trials. I mean, he was tested by the enemy many times. And I think we seem to forget that we're supposed to be strong and our faith and trust in God. And so I love that you have written something to remind us of how we're supposed to live. and how we're supposed to walk in authority and power. And I just really am blessed by this. What started you in writing?
Oh, I've been writing since 1985. I heard from God that I was supposed to get the revelation he had given me in print. And so I began writing on various subjects. The primary subject I've written on for years is the names and the titles of the children of God. There's over 1,000 names and titles that belong to us. And when you see all of them, you see this panoramic view of our spiritual identity in Christ. Just to share a few of them, God refers to us as the apple of his eye, the anointed, the blessed of the Father, children of the resurrection, children of promise, heirs of promise. He refers to us as more than conquerors, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, the temple of God, and so forth. In fact, the last book I did with Charisma was titled Who Am I? And it explores this concept of the names and titles of the children of God. But the last 2 years, I've been completely focused on the promises of God. And in fact, I just mentioned two of our titles we are referred to. We are named by the Almighty God as children of promise in Galatians 4:28 and heirs of promise in Hebrews 6:17. So That's who I am, and that's what I have. I am a child of promise. I am an heir of promise. This is part of my identity as a child of the Almighty God. And it behooves us to discover those promises so we can lay claim to them. I'm sure you're familiar with the scripture that says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And most people, unfortunately, when they pray the problems. And I tell them, don't pray the problems, pray the promises.
Come
because
on now.
If you just rehearse the problem in the ears of God when you pray, then all you're doing is reinforcing the negative. Instead, if you're going to battle the enemy, which is what your show is all about, you need to learn the power of positive proclamation. And when
Come
I
on.
Say you, I'm not talking to you, Dr. Jeannie. I know you know
yeah,
this,
yeah.
but those people that are listening to this show today, you need to learn how to say, it is written, it is written, it is written. I was invited one time many years ago by a Church of God pastor to go to an insane asylum with him where one of his main members was. She was a good woman, a God-fearing woman. She led his intercessory team, but she was married to an abusive husband that constantly berated her and put her down and spoke in the most horrible ways to her, telling her how stupid and ugly and worthless she was. And finally, she just broke under it and was completely devastated mentally. And when we walked in the room at the asylum where she was just sitting in the middle of the bed mumbling and did not even acknowledge that we walked in the room. She was just staring into space, which is the condition she was in all the time. She would never bathe herself, never clothe herself, never feed herself. She was just in a zombie-like state. And when I got down close to her, she was I could hear her then, and she was mumbling all these negative statements about herself. She was talking about how stupid and ugly and worthless she was. And so she finally believed the lies. She finally believed the lies. Those lies were coming from a husband that was not a husband. A real man is not a predator in the home. He's a protector in the home. But she finally believed all this negative trash that was coming out of his mouth and assumed it and applied it to her own life. And that's what happens when people listen to the demonic world, too, when they're influenced by the accuser of the brethren and all his demonic underlings, then they believe the lie, and that's when the world comes crashing in on us. Well, anyway, the pastor invited me to pray for her, and we're only given 5 minutes by the asylum staff. And she wouldn't even acknowledge me when I talked to her. It was as if I wasn't there. But I thought in her heart of hearts, she can hear me. So I got down close to her ears, and I faced off with the enemy the same way Jesus did. I thought, I am going to quote every promise I can and pump it into her spirit before I pray for her. And I'm going to preface every promise with the statement Jesus always used. He would validate and verify the authority of what he said by saying, it is written. So over and over again, Gina, I said, it is written, and then followed it up with a promise. It is written, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. It is written, if God be for you, who can be against you? It is written, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. It is written, nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ. It is written, and I just went on and on and on. It is written, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. And then I looked at my watch. I had 30 seconds left. I said, Pastor, we better go for it. And we both laid hands on her. And without even planning it in advance, we both burst forth speaking in tongues at the same time. Well, when we did that, the door came open, and two people from the asylum came in to lead us out. And they were a little upset with us because we had gotten so animated praying. But we'd already done damage to the kingdom of darkness, because as soon as they ushered us out of that room, that woman got up, bathed herself, clothed herself, went up to the front desk and said, call my family. I don't need to be here anymore. God just gave my mind back to me.
Come on, listen to that. Ooh,
it worked. It worked. And if it works for someone who's had a complete mental breakdown, it will work for anyone that's suffering mental pressures and mental battles, but they've still got, relatively speaking, they've still got control of their minds. And so we need to lay hold of this concept, and we need
we
to find
do.
Out the power.
We do. Mike, I absolutely agree with you. It is being extremely optimistic and really believing that. And see, this is the thing. We have to take the initiative to do that. And I understand how the enemy attacks. I do. For all the listeners that are listening right now, I get it. You know, it's a sneak attack. Before you know it, it's almost like you're bound, you're frozen, you're numb, or you're he has a grip on you with a thought, and you're dwelling in it before you even realize it. But I want you to realize this, that even though we understand this, we do get it, you still have power against that. All you have to do is say, no, I'm not going down that road, devil. No, I'm not thinking like that, devil, and start speaking the truth of God's word over your life. And the more you do that, the more stronger you become. It won't stop the adversary. He's not going to stop. I mean, he always kept bothering, you know, Jesus and anybody else. I mean, he's going to keep on tempting and keep on. That's what he does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's only doing his job. But God has given us all power and authority against him. So we can get stronger by speaking God's truth over our lives, saying it out loud, starting to believe it, play it in. You know what I do, Mike? I do, I play the Bible at night while I'm sleeping. So the word is constantly being spoken over me throughout the night, during the witching hours. I'm quoting it. I'm feeling it in my spirit when I get up. It has really changed my life. So if you guys have a Bible app, or even get 25 powerful promises from God and play it on your ebook, and then that way you can listen to it all throughout the night, all of God's promises. Right, Mike?
That's it. That's it. Well, Gina, my journey with the Lord Jesus started by acting on promises. So if that's how we initially get translated into the kingdom of God, we need to continue with the thing that brought such dramatic transformation to begin with. See, 47 years ago, I lived in Orlando, and I was very deeply involved in Eastern religions and the New Age movement. I taught yoga at the Unitarian Church on the lake in Orlando, and then I moved to Tampa and opened up a yoga ashram, and I was teaching in four universities there, yoga and meditation, which are Hindu principles that I believe very strongly should never be mixed with Christianity. And anyway, I was a seeker. I needed to know who God was, and my whole life was focused on that grand discovery. And an old friend of mine wrote me a letter and told me that he had experienced being born again. And I'd never heard that term. I was raised Catholic, and I at first thought he was just talking about what Buddhists call nirvana and what Hindus call samadhi and what New Agers call Christ consciousness. But then as I read his letter, I realized he was talking about something completely different, being born again, spiritual rebirth. So that was on my mind. And about the same time, the Tampa Tribune did a big article on me in the newspaper, and I thought it would increase my class attendance. Instead, it alerted this prayer group in Tampa, a bunch of spirit-filled radical prayer warriors that read about me teaching yoga in their universities, and they said, not on our watch. And they assigned somebody to be praying for me every hour of every day. And so I was on this 24-hour prayer chain getting soaked with intercession. And within 3 weeks, the wheels turned, and God began intervening in a supernatural way. I was hitchhiking to University of South Florida to teach a yoga class there. And one of the members of the prayer group was 2 miles away, walking in a laundromat. He just happened to be a former yoga student himself. But I call a coincidence a miracle, and God remains anonymous. It wasn't a coincidence. It was a God instance that particular man was at the same place at the same time. Well, he's walking in this laundromat, and God tells him, get back in your car and start driving. And he had no idea what God was leading him to do. He just obeyed on the information he had. So he got behind the wheel and started driving, and whenever he felt an impulse, he would turn. And God led him to the very spot where I was standing hitchhiking. He never picked up hitchhikers, but felt that impulse again and pulled over, and I opened the door of the van. Now, that very day, I've got to insert one little other mini story. That very day, I had dedicated the whole day to Jesus because of the letter I had received from my friend. And I said, Jesus, if Larry's right, and if you're the only way, then I dedicate this day to you. I'm not going to do any meditation, no yoga, no mantra chanting, none of that stuff. All I'm going to do is pray to you and read the Bible. And if you're the only way to heaven, I believe you'll give me a supernatural sign today. So can you see how all of this is weaving together? And it's all because of a promise. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So I'm right. Standing there hitchhiking. This guy pulls over. I open the door, and there's a picture of Jesus on the ceiling. I knew it was my answer. And a few moments later, he said, friend, can I ask you a question? I said, yes. He said, have you ever experienced Jesus coming into your heart? I said, no, but when can I? And within a few minutes' time, I was on my knees, and Kent Sullivan, who won me to the Lord, began sharing promises with me. Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your lips and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I acted on those promises and several others that he shared with me, and I was born again. I was translated from the power of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear son. I canceled all my yoga classes, shut down my ashram, went to Central Florida, and began living in a Christian commune. My whole life was radically, dramatically changed just because I dared to confess some promises out loud. It is a powerful way to start the journey. It's a powerful way to continue.
Amen to that. Oh, that was so awesome. Well, listen, Mike, I know that everybody was blessed listening today by that, and a key element of that is believing. If you're having struggle with believing any of God's promises, ask him to come into your heart and to transform your heart and to really teach you. And he will do just that. He wants you more than you want it yourself. He wants you to understand. He wants you to walk in your liberty. He wants you to walk in his promises more than you do. So just ask him to help you with that. And if you can confess that to him, he will come in and he will transform your way of thinking, your heart, and everything. But the key point is to believe. All right. Well, Mike, listen, I got Gina G's on, my comedian co-host. Gina G?
I'm just over here. You blessed us this morning, and I really just want to say you gave us some keys against the enemy. Didn't he give us some keys this morning?
Yes, he did.
Awesome.
Yes, well, I hope I didn't go too long.
No, you gave us enough, Mike. You really did. We can chew on this for a little bit. Mike, tell everybody where they can purchase the book.
They can come to my website, which is shreveministries.org. That's S-H-R-E-V-E ministries.org. Or, of course, they can go to Amazon as well.
All right, and that is 25 powerful promises from God. Listen, where can they follow you on social media?
Well, they can come to my ministry Facebook page, which is Shreve Ministries, and with a dash in between, or my personal page. They can follow that. It's M.R. Shreve. We're also on Twitter, Shreve Men. M-I-N on Twitter, and we'd love for people to come and follow us. That'd be fantastic.
All right. Well, it was such a pleasure. You know, you are a family to me, so you're always welcome to come on. Anything you want to talk about, any conferences or anything, just feel free to call us up and join us on the show.
Well, I really appreciate that invitation, and I will take you up on it next time I'm coming down.
All right, Mike Shreve. It is a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, God bless you, and you have a great day, and what a privilege it was to be with you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. All right, Gina G, what we got
that
today
awesome.
On Trending T?
Oh, honey, Trending T, it is trending. We've got a little, it's up and down with this Trending T. First, I want to just send out our love and prayers to Michelle Williams, you know, from Destiny's Child. The little small one that got added on towards the end when it was just three members. She checked into a mental health hospital for depression. So people, this mental health is serious. We've talked about it several times on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and this is one person that did not take her life. She actually went to seek help. So I do want to commend her for that, because it can't be easy, you know, to say that you have a problem or to say that you are depressed. And, you know, in African American communities, we don't even like to talk about mental health or depression. You know, we get through it. You know, we got to be tough, or you will drink our way through it, or you know, what have you. But she actually checked herself into a mental hospital yesterday. So a lot of prayers are going out to Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child, which is a music group, if those that don't know, with Beyonce. Let me just say Beyonce, then maybe you'll put together.
I'm really sad about that, because, again, you guys, you don't never know what's going on with people. She was just recently engaged. She's married or engaged?
I thought she was married, but she may be engaged. But I just know that it was a big deal, her having a man.
Right, so, and I know, and I know that I thought that they had picked up some kind of show as well. I'm just, oh, wow, that just touches my heart. It just touches my heart. It doesn't matter what anybody's got going on, you guys. Pick up the phone and call your loved ones. Pick up the phone and call your friends. Check on each other. See how each other's doing.
And it's a celebrity. You know, this is a celebrity. This is someone, you know, in the public eye that you would never think, you know, would have a problem. But I believe that Kelly Rowland also had a problem as well, but she kind of let it out in her music. But a lot of, you know, in that group, I think Beyonce having her success outside of the group and then them not being able to do a lot of things. But she was a gospel artist. Michelle Williams had a gospel album. And, you know, so you just never know. Like you said, Dr. Gina, you just never know. We had Obama. He went and visited his home, his father's hometown in Kenya, Africa. So it was a big story on him being in Kenya for the Nelson Mandela birthday anniversary. So that was good to see him smiling. And we miss our President Obama over here in the United States. So it was good to just see him and see him smiling and just being amongst the living. So that was great. Sad news in Japan. You know, the flood that they had a couple weeks ago, 19 people are still missing and unaccounted for. So far that's 200. Yeah, that's 200 people this month killed by the deadly flood that they haven't had in decades. This was the worst flood in decades. So a lot of prayers go out to them. Serena Williams, she lost to the Germany Angelique Kerber. I believe that's her name in Wilmington. You know, that's the tennis final. And so she lost. So she did it for all the mothers that, you know, are coming back into their own after having a baby. You know, Serena Williams had her baby a year ago, and she's just now getting back into the action. So she stated that she played that game for all the mothers that are trying to get back to work and in their element, and she apologized for not winning. She said, but she did try. But come on, Serena, we know you and your sister, you know, you're going to bounce back. It takes time. But just to see her back out there was really exciting. And, honey, child, you know, France then won the World Cup. Lord, they ain't won nothing. They ain't been in the final, I think I want to say, since 1998, which I heard from my husband, who's British and who is just into soccer, a.k.a. football, ridiculously, but it's a big deal because, you know, it's very hard to win the World Cup. And to know that France took it over, I mean, they are just excited. The youngest player on that team is 19 years old, Dr. Gina.
Wow.
19 years old. He's going to donate all of his winnings, which is over $500,000, to charity. So, I mean, for him to be a young man, you know, winning the World Cup and winning all that money to give it away, I think it is such a blessing. Now, real quick, our president, Lord Jesus, just real fast, our president here in the United States, y'all, he went over there to London where he was met by thousands of protesters. Okay. London didn't want nothing to do with Trump at all. You know how they speak in London. We don't want you here. No, no, go away. We don't like your hair. London was not playing with Donald Trump. But he did meet Queen Elizabeth. She has met 10 of the 11 presidents since she's taken the throne. But President Trump is in hot water here in the United States because he met with, you know, Russia's President Putin. And he said some things about America's allies, and, you know, it seems like he's kind of a traitor, that he was taking the sides of the Russia. You know, he congratulated them on holding, because, you know, the World Cup was held in Russia this year. So, I mean, he was kind of, you know, chummy with Putin. And so it has America very nervous right now for him to be, some of the things that he said is kind of like on a traitor mode. And he tried to backpedal it last night by saying, you know, he didn't mean what he said and this is what he meant instead, you know, and they're still looking into Hillary's emails. I mean, it's just a mess, Dr. Gina. So just continue to pray for our country. If you don't mind, please throw us in there somewhere. Pray for us, pray for our president, because we are in desperate need of prayer here in the United States of America.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Gina G, for the trending tea. We got Estelle, Minister Estelle, joining us right now with a spoken word. We need one right now.
Yes,
Estelle, what you got for us today? How you doing, sis?
How you doing, sis?
Good girl.
God bless you, Dr. Prince, and Gina G in the house.
Hello.
And Pastor, Engineer in the background. God bless you all on today. And I hope everything is going fine for you all. And today, Dr. Prince, I want to tell you, I know I am in the vein today with my poem because your last guest, he spoke life, and my poem will correlate with what he spoke about because my poem is about speaking life. And so just to give you real quick a brief description of what I'm talking about in this poem is I believe sometimes some of us are destined for greatness, and we sometimes attach ourselves to dead weight, which slows us up when we're taking our journey to greatness, because you can't pull everybody with you. If they're not able to walk with you, then sometimes you have to just sever the ties and go on and be great. And that's what my poem is about on today. I want to encourage somebody to go on and be great. And if somebody is causing you sorrow, let them go and soar.
Mm.
So the name of this poem is Flawed Association. Flawed Association. I am what God... Okay, question. Who do you have riding alongside with you in your passenger seat? Who is it in your camp that hinders your progress by negatively predicting defeat? Do you know you are the company you keep? See, the game runs deep because words are the tools to help you recognize the wise people from fools. Sometimes our greatest test is when we invest in the wrong support system. The system is flawed, fixed, and glitched, but we are not bewitched, bamboozled, or hoodwinked. We can have anything that we can imagine or even think according to God's word. Faith is embedded by what is heard, so we must guide our ear gates because words have the power to create. I am greatness. I am whole, and I am success. I am what God says I am and nothing less. We don't rock with people who don't speak life. Kingdom vernacular is too spectacular to ignore. Don't be mad at me if I want more. I am not called to mediocre because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I made the conscious decision that little comprehension and limited vision will not be a part of my life. So validation, you can't accompany me on my journey because how can two walk together if they be not in agreement? Negative talk, fake friends, my ears are no longer convenient because I am greatness. I am whole and I am success. And I'm looking forward to what God has for me next because I am greatness. I am whole and I am success.
I love it. I am. Yes, and we, you know, we're speaking life into us, our very soul. We have to do that. I know it's so hard, you guys. It's hard because we get stuck and we get frozen in those lies, but we have to combat it with God's truth. We have to. Once we start building up that habit of strength, then we will reroute everything. We can reroute everything. We can change the atmosphere. We call those things that be not as though they were. It can change the situation around. It can heal your body. Those words are powerful. Yes. And those are God's promises. And so I love that, Estelle.
Thank you so much. And sometimes you just have to encourage yourself sometimes. Just have to encourage yourself in the Lord.
That's right. That is right.
And get away from negative thinking and negative people and just surround yourself with visionaries and people that want to see you go to the next level, Dr.
Succeed.
Prince.
That's right.
You have to do it. Tell everybody, where can they follow you on your social media?
You can follow me on Facebook at Estelle Monroe Gantt, G-A-N-T-T. I'm also on Twitter at 4 Real Gantt, G-A-N-T-T.
Oh, I love it. Go and follow her. Listen, you guys, this is an amazing, amazing woman of God. So you want to go and connect with her. You want to book her, give her calls, follow her on social media. Thank you so much, Minister Estelle. We appreciate you
Thank
so
you.
Much. Every month you give us
just jewels. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Prince. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Until
see
next
yourself.
Time.
Bye, Sheila.
Oh, I love it.
I love her. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got to hear what she said. You got it for us today, Gina G?
I mean, I do, and she spoke. Yep, I do. I do.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Oh. Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yes, Lenny Williams.
I love Lenny Williams.
I know, girl. Everybody has been on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. But, I mean, Lenny is one of the best. I love it.
Yes,
I love him.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, what she say, Dr. Gina, it's crazy because Pastor Estelle, she touched right on it when she talked about the, you know, who's in your passenger seat. Because that's my what she say for the day. Because I just don't understand. Now, people, like she said, negative people coming in your life and they telling you what to do and they going on. I have been riding all week. I have been to shows. I have been dealing with people. And you would not believe how many negative comments and remarks I still receive after working my tail off. So the what she say today is going to be kick them out of your passenger seat. As you are driving along the road to your life and somebody is negative, just boost them out. Just unlock that door, lean over, open it, and kick them out. Because I'm sick of this negativity. It's negativity that comes from your family. It's negativity that comes from your friends. It's negativity that just comes from social media that we, as this today society, take so seriously. I mean, you know, we got to kick the negative out, people. What she say? Yeah, I said it. You know, you get negative in your life. You get negative in your passions, and it's just ridiculous. We got to kick them people out. I mean, Minister Estelle hit right on what I was going to say, that so much that it took what I was going to say out because I'm so busy listening to her. But I'm going to tell you today, people, unlock that door, crack it open, and kick them out. Kick these negative sidekicks. I mean, you can have your best friend be negative, your mother be negative. I mean, your husband, your mate, your soul, anybody close to you, you got to kick them out. You know, it doesn't matter how long you've known them, who they is, kick them out, y'all, because I'm talking about negative people will put you in a state of depression. They'll put you in a state of suicidal thoughts. They'll put you in doing stuff for Instagram and social media just to get like, I mean, I'm telling you, Dr. Gina, she hit the nail on the head when she said, who is in your passenger seat? Because that's totally what I want to talk about with this negativity. So people today, shake it off and kick them out. That's what she say. Yeah, I said it. Kick them negative people to the curb because you don't need them. You're so hard on yourself all the time. So to have somebody else come in and just help you with, just put sink yourself in your seat is not going to work. So that is what she say. That is, I said it. Boot them out. Kick them right up out of the car. Sick of it, Dr. Gina. I'm tired of negativity, you know.
Minister Estelle said, preach, Gina G.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Minister Estelle, because she just, I mean, that was the beginning of her poem. Who was in your passenger seat? I mean, she started right off. Who you got sitting next to you? And it's very important, Dr. Gina, because sometimes we are carrying the wrong people. We are letting the wrong people ride with us when they shouldn't even got in the car. But we too blind to see it because we're so negative on ourselves, and they just helping us bring ourselves down, 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 down. So she's
That's
right.
It.
You know, who's that? And kick them out. That's what I say. Kick them
yes.
out. Yes. I'm sick of it. I'm so sad for, you know, Michelle. You know, it's just, you know, who's in her corner? You know, like who, you know, it's just a lot, Dr. Gina.
I you know, that, and it's so true because it could be even just a short ride. They don't even have to be there long in the passenger mm-hmm. seat, but just even coming across, like you said, you come across many different people over the, you know, this week that you've been, you know, on the road and everything. And I mean, you'll be surprised some of the stuff that come mm-hmm. out of people's faces. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that they say and the way they think and how they, you know, would like for your life to be, you know, because they're
right.
just, they're not, you know, everybody's not a go-getter. Everybody's not free to explore what the opportunities that God has for their lives. And they living in fear. You know, well, what about this? Yeah. And I don't have that. And I got to do this. And I got to do that. And, you know, they're not really living in that way. So, yeah, you know, tell everybody where you got going on this week.
Oh, my gosh. This week, people, God is so good to me. I'm so busy. In the midst of me trying to pack, which I haven't yet, I'm at the Improv on tonight. I'm at the Orlando Improv. Tomorrow night, I will be it's a hope to be there opening up for DC Young Fly, but I'm not certain yet. So if I'm not at the Improv again tomorrow, I'll be at Chef Eddie's. Friday, I'll be with AJ Johnson, Ezel from Friday. I'll be with him down in Sanford. Oh, my goodness. I'll be in Panama City Beach on Saturday, and on Sunday I'll be in Fort Lauderdale on Sunday. So God is good to me. I am busy, but I need to pack. And I'm looking at my house right now and ain't packed a dish, a clothing, a remote, a book or nothing. So pray for me, please.
Girl, I am going to be chilling this week and next week, and then I'm going to actually meet you in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
I got some recordings we're going to be doing in Lake Marriott Charisma Media's headquarters, and then be taking a vacation. No work.
Yes. That's right, as you should.
No work.
You work,
yep.
work. Well, how was your weekend with Frankie Beverly and Maeve?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. God showed up and showed out, you guys. People were crying. Prophetic prophecies was going out. And,
wow.
You know, people were buying products and just being blessed by God's presence. It was just so good. I had a unexpected interview by Cheryl Underwood, though, for those of you that watched The Talk. She is one of the co-hosts on The Talk, which is a talk show here in the States, and she did an interview with me
on stage.
So we opened up with the interview talking about Born into Sin, Transforming the Destiny, the Keys Against the Enemy, and the Health and Soul Fitness DVD, and we just really opened up the show with that. And then I, you know, gave my testimony about the accident and just how, you know, God is so faithful and things like that. And
yes.
People just, I mean, I blessed the lady with a set of products. She was in the front row. And I'm telling you, people ran to my table
wow.
as soon as we were done with the stage work. And I'm telling you, we were praying and prophecies was going up. God was just moving, y'all. They were just saying how touched they were about the testimony and the things that God had me saying. So it was a blessing. Yep.
That's awesome.
It was a blessing.
I've seen
the show was
and
amazing.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, the show was amazing. Frankie Beverly and them did, you know, Manhattans did they thing. And
wow.
Cheryl was funny. And Maze was, you know, I mean, so much.
You know, we sing
so
they
many
song.
Songs.
Frankie don't even got to sing no more. The whole crowd sings for him. He don't even
yes.
got to sing no more.
After the morning after. And,
oh, yes.
Just joy and pain and. And
before
happy feeling. I mean, his roster is so long, honey.
Yes.
I mean, he performed. They performed for 2.5 hours.
Stop it.
No.
Wow.
They performed for 2.5 hours. Frankie Beverly and Maze, the Manhattans. Anyway, they're going to book some more shows. So I want to go again. I mean, I don't even care. I don't even care if I'm on stage or not. I just want to do the show. It was just so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, they all had on white linen because, you know, he wears white linen. So everybody came in their white linen. I was like, is this a white party? What's going on?
Wow.
You know, because everybody was dressed in linen. I don't know what the flyer said, you know, so I don't know. But everybody came repping. And they were all in white linen dresses and pants and suits. And, oh, yeah, it was nice. It was like a backyard party. Yeah, it was like a backyard party. It was just really nice. It was like a family function. Everybody was nice. It was grown folk.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They were dancing and in the aisles. It was just nice. They were doing a hand hustle. And they had a hustle line. Girl.
What?
Yeah, it was dope. It was nice.
Oh man, I missed it. That's all right. The next one I'm there. We gonna wear our linen and we gonna sing every song too.
Yeah. Emmanuel was dancing. My son was dancing.
Come on,
13. Yep. He was getting it. It was just the atmosphere. It was just such a good atmosphere.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so good to hear.
Well, listen, this has been an amazing show. Again, we had Mike Shreve on with 25 Powerful Promises from God. Go get his book, Everywhere Books Are Sold. He said Amazon. And his website, you can go check him out. Also, we had Minister Poet Estelle Gant. Oh, I got to tell you what Estelle said. She put it on. Text me this one last thing I'm going to tell y'all real quick. If they won't pick up pom-poms for you, then they are not cheering for you. Everyone can't be on the playing field at the same time.
That's a
quote from Minister Poet Estelle Monroe Gant. Yeah, and so then, of course, we had my co-host, my love, my sister, Gina G, on with us, giving us the Trinity and what she say. And then me, Ministerial Minute. Oh, all about being born again, y'all. We got to do better as believers, y'all. We live in mediocre lives, and we're doing mediocre things, and we just got to do better. We really do. God wants us to live free from bondage, and He wants us to live and look like Him. So if you're not looking like Him, then you need to be born again, and that's the fact. We're saved, but we need to be born of God. So read 1 John chapter 4, and you'll get that more in your spirit, what He wants of us. He wants us to walk like Yeshua, Jesus, walked on this earth. Jesus was Him in the flesh, so we are to emulate Him in the flesh, okay? We can't take no shortcuts. We can't keep babying our sinful nature. We got to rise up out of that and mature in the things of God, okay? Time to grow up, or we just going to keep getting beat up, okay? If you don't want to get beat up, then you better grow up. And that's what all I got to say about that. Because the enemy going to keep on beating you down until you rise up with resurrection power, just like Jesus did. He beat death and the grave, and so can we. All right? All right, now, listen. I want you to go get the Keys Against the Enemy. Everybody in Columbia, South Carolina, first got their copy. Born in the Sin, Transformed in the Destiny, and Health and Soul. Go and get it. Go on Dr. Gina's. DrGinaPrince.com and get your copy. Go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everywhere books are sold. Get your digital app copy and all of that, all right? And join us on social media on Gina R. Prince, Instagram and Twitter, and Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook. Where can they follow you, Gina G?
Well, of course, you can follow me at Gina G Too Funny on Instagram. That's Gina G Too Funny on Snapchat and Gina G T O O Funny on Facebook.
Hey, now.
Hey.
All right, you guys. Be blessed. May the blood of Jesus prevail over your mind, body, and soul. I ask God to transform your mind. I bind a spirit of depression, sadness, insecurity, unworthiness. I command you to go from each and every one of them right now in the name of Jesus. I terrorize and tear down all spirits of pride in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, for humbling each and every one of us, Lord God. I thank you for breathing life into us all. I thank you for giving us new opportunities and wisdom. wisdom and knowledge, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are joyful in it, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your holy Amen. Name. You are worthy, God, and we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Amen. All right, Amen. You guys, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, next Wednesday, check us out at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend, listen, tune in, tell everybody about it. Thank you for making this show one of the number one internet shows in the world. We love you all over the globe. God bless you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.